Book 20, containing the interval of 22 years, from Fadus the Procurator to Florus. Chapter 1. A sedition of the Philadelphians against the Jews, and also concerning the vestments of the high priest. Upon the death of King Agrippa, which we have related in the foregoing book, Claudius Caesar sent Cassius Longinus as successor to Marcus, out of regard to the memory of King Agrippa, who had often desired of him by letters, while he was alive, that he would not suffer Marcus to be any longer president of Syria. But Fadus, as soon as he was come procurator into Judea, found quarrelsome doings between the Jews that dwelt in Perea, and the people of Philadelphia, about their borders, at a village called Mea, that was filled with men of a warlike temper. For the Jews of Perea had taken up arms without the consent of their principal men, and had destroyed many of the Philadelphians. When Fadus was informed of this procedure, it provoked him very much that they had not left the determination of the matter to him. If they thought that the Philadelphians had done them any wrong, but had rashly taken up arms against them. So he seized upon three of their principal men, who were also the causes of this sedition, and ordered them to be bound, and afterwards had one of them slain, whose name was Hannibal, and he banished the other two, Areram and Eleazar. Ptolemy also, the arch-robber, was after some time brought to him bound and slain, but not till he had done a world of mischief to Idumea and the Arabians. And indeed from that time Judea was cleared of robberies by the care and providence of Fadus. He also at this time sent for the high priests and the principal citizens of Jerusalem, and this at the command of the emperor, and admonished them that they should lay up the long garment and the sacred vestment, which it is customary for nobody but the high priest to wear, in the tower of Antonia, that it might be under the power of the Romans, as it had been formerly. Now the Jews durst not contradict what he had said, but desired Fadus, however, and Longinus, which last was come to Jerusalem, and had brought a great army with him, out of a fear that the rigid injunctions of Fadus would force the Jews to rebel, that they might, in the first place, have leave to send ambassadors to Caesar, to petition him, that they might have the holy vestments under their own power, and that, in the next place, they would tarry till they knew what answer Claudius would give to that their request. So they replied that they would give them leave to send their ambassadors, provided they would give them their sons as pledges for their peaceable behavior. And when they had agreed to do so, and had given them the pledges they desired, the ambassadors were sent accordingly. But when, upon their coming to Rome, Agrippa, Junior, the son of the deceased, understood the reason why they came, for he dwelt with Claudius Caesar, as we said before, he besought Caesar to grant the Jews their request about the holy vestments, and to send a message to Fadus accordingly. Hereupon Claudius called for the ambassadors, and told them that he granted their request, and bade them to return their thanks to Agrippa for this favor, which had been bestowed on them upon his entreaty. And besides these answers of his, he sent the following letter by them: Claudius Caesar Germanicus, tribune of the people the fifth time, and designed consul the fourth time, and imperator the tenth time, the father of his country, to the magistrates, senate, and people, and the whole nation of the Jews, sendeth greeting. Upon the presentation of your ambassadors to me by Agrippa, my friend, whom I have brought up and have now with me, and who is a person of very great piety, who are come to give me thanks for the care I have taken of your nation, and to entreat me in an earnest and obliging manner, that they may have the holy vestments, with the crown belonging to them, under their power, I grant their request, as that excellent person Vitellius, who is very dear to me, had done before me. And I have complied with your desire, in the first place, out of regard to that piety which I profess, and because I would have every one worship God according to the laws of their own country. And this I do also because I shall hereby highly gratify King Herod and Agrippa, Jr., whose sacred regards to me and earnest goodwill to you I am well acquainted with, and with whom I have the greatest friendship, and whom I highly esteem and look on as persons of the best character. Now I have written about these affairs to Cuspius Fadus, my procurator. The names of those that brought me your letter are Cornelius, the son of Sero, Trypho, the son of Thudio, Dorotheus, the son of Nathaniel, and John, the son of Jotre. This letter is dated before the 4th of the calends of July, when Rufus and Pompeius Silvanus are consuls. Herod also, the brother of the deceased Agrippa, who was then possessed of the royal authority over Chalcis, petitioned Claudius Caesar for the authority over the temple and the money of the sacred treasure and the choice of the high priests, and obtained all that he petitioned for. So that after that time this authority continued among all his descendants till the end of the war. Accordingly, Herod removed the last high priest, called Simtheras, and bestowed that dignity on his successor Joseph, the son of Cantos.